I'm Dan Friedel.
This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia said Saturday it had arrested 11 people, including four suspected gunmen, in connection with a shooting rampage that killed well over 100 people. Details from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Militant Islamist group Islamic State have claimed responsibility for Friday night's attack, the deadliest in Russia for 20 years. The shooting took place at Crocus City Hall in Krasnogorsk, a concert venue just west of Moscow where a Soviet-era rock band were due to perform. In this eyewitness footage, a man can be heard saying, "They are firing from a machine gun. They are shooting the crowd." Russia's investigative committee said camouflage-clad gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons at concert-goers, and that some died from gunshot wounds, others in a huge fire that broke out in the complex.
Lebanon displaced celebrate Ramadan amid fears that the border conflict might become the new normal. AP's Rika Ann Garcia.
Lebanon's displaced are celebrating Ramadan amid fears that the conflict between the militant group Hezbollah and Israeli forces might become the new normal. About 60 families are celebrating the Islamic holy month at an abandoned hotel in southern Lebanon, far from their homes. They're among the roughly 90,000 people who are trying to escape the shelling and airstrikes. For a while, many hoped that a ceasefire would coincide with the start of Ramadan, but weeks have passed without clear prospects for a solution. The Lebanese government has promised to compensate residents of the south whose homes have been damaged or destroyed. But according to officials, the funding hasn't been secured. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed into law a $1.2 trillion spending package, keeping the U.S. government funded through the fiscal year. But its passage in the House earlier in the week could put House Speaker Mike Johnson's position in jeopardy. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
The motion is agreed to.
Congress overwhelmingly passed a $1.2 trillion budget bill to avert a partial government shutdown, keeping key federal agencies funded through a fiscal year that began 6 months ago. President Joe Biden signed it into law after the Democratic majority Senate passed the bill in the early hours of Saturday. Its passage means federal agencies, including the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Justice, State, and Treasury, will remain funded through September 30th.
The U.S.-backed force that defeated the Islamic State group in Syria 5 years ago is now warning that the extremists still pose grave dangers throughout the world. The Syrian Democratic Forces called on the international community to find solutions for thousands of fighters still held in its jails. The SDF statement to mark the fifth anniversary since IS lost the last sliver of its self-declared caliphate came hours after the extremists claimed responsibility for Friday's attack in Moscow that left 133 people dead. Despite their defeat, IS sleeper cells still claim deadly attacks in Asia and Africa. Chilean protesters demand Chile break off relations with Israel. VOA's Alexis Strope.
Crowds in Chile took to the streets of Santiago on Saturday to call on Gabriel Boric's administration to break off diplomatic relations with Israel. Demonstrators carrying Palestinian flags marched to the Chilean presidential palace and demanded a ceasefire in Gaza after the Israeli siege that has killed over 31,000 people in the enclave. Chile's Palestinian community, the largest outside the Middle East, is a strong social and political force in the Andean nation, involved in local politics, culture, and sports. More than 32,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip, according to health authorities in the Hamas-ruled enclave. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The number of arrests for illegally crossing the U.S. southern border with Mexico nudged upward February over the previous month, but at the same time, when immigration is increasingly a concern for voters, the numbers were still among the lowest of Joe Biden's presidency. According to figures from Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol agents made 140,644 arrests to enter the country